Happy Friday on a Friday. It is our special Valentine's edition of the program. And Jason Friday, welcome aboard.
Hello, thank you. I'm here.
That was a Valentine's gift from our very own Tom York. He dropped that song yesterday, I believe it was. And it is Tom York, along with Mark Pritchard, who is an English electronic musician. There's not a lot of information about this song, but I was listening to some of the lyrics, and the lyrics mention sucking like lemons all over again. Now, sucking on a lemon is a Radiohead lyric. Do you think Tom York's been kidnapped and he's sending us signals through other songs? Do we need to call the police?
I do, and yes, we do, because everybody wants Radiohead now.
There's a video that's very weird for this song, which is called Back in the Game, which could be a reference to Radiohead.
So, no, I know.
Anyway, the video, people are like, yeah, this is cool, bro. We want Radiohead.
Love you, Tom, but please, we've been waiting for many years.
We're anxiously awaiting. Someone promised me that there was a good chance in 2025 that Radiohead might tour, so I'm crossing my fingers hard. Okay, so this is our love edition. To love or not to love, Jason Friday?
Yes.
That's our theme for today.
Yeah.
And we want to send this out to you. To the one you love, to the one you used to love, to the one that did you wrong and is probably a jerk.
Yeah.
A fare thee well.
That's right.
And you were talking about earlier, the one that's on the way.
That's right.
Did you realize if you are single right now, your person is already on the way?
They're there. They're literally on the other side of that door that you are looking through right now.
Yeah, I like this positivity.
Uh-huh.
We might play some fun songs that aren't so positive about love. It's a mixed bag because that's what love's all about.
Oh, yeah, true.
Okay, so Bully also gifted us a Valentine's song. We saw her play this song. She played solo on piano, but now she just came out. I think this also came out yesterday. It's an electric version of Atom Bomb.
Love
are you
it.
Ready for it?
I am ready.
We are going to bomb you with love songs all hour. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
After all this time, I'm the same. My skin's too thin. I could stand to be colder. And I'm ashamed. I lose myself in people.
This is Boy Genius.
And it's Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Their bands and are breaking our hearts on this Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
That's boy genius. Do you think they ever came out with, they must have came out with those little Valentine's hearts that say, will you be a Satanist with me? That's kind of a good line. You could use that. And we're going to the club tonight. Instead of being like, hey, you want to come home with me? Be like, hey there, want to be a Satanist with me? And just see what happens.
I mean, you know, you kind of did that to me. You're like, hey, do you want to die with me? And I was like, absolutely, I do.
There's a long story there. You can't just throw that out. I was in a meditative death class. So we'll keep that for another tale, but it did work.
It did.
Yeah, and then we were reborn together.
Yes, very positive, very peaceful, very uplifting. Yes.
So you just never know how that little turn's going to take.
Yeah, I guess my point is sometimes you just got to say yes and go along with something that you have no idea about.
But be safe.
Well, of course be safe. I was in a safe environment. I was with the one and only Julie Slater. How much more safe can I be, everybody?
Okay, we've got a nice little duet here. I don't think I've played this before because I was going through our library here and I was like, oh, look at this one. Beck and St. Vincent covered a beautiful tune.
Nice.
And also, we just found out about a bunch of bands that are nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, very cool.
And Joy Division and New Order are nominated.
What?
For the 2025 class.
No, I know, but that's incredible.
But let's get into this. I wanted to hear this cover with Beck and St. Vincent. It is our To Love or Not to Love edition of Friday on a Friday, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Precious heart, I was standing and you were there. Two worlds collided and they could never tear us apart. I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly. We could all have wings, but some of us don't know why. I was standing and you were there. Two worlds collided and they could never, ever tear us apart.
Talking about, this is an NXS cover. You're correct. I confused Love Will Never Tear Us Apart and Never Tear Us Apart, which are very similar.
Just a little.
So I think we do need to say namaste, apologies, please accept our fate, and we're going to play some Joy Division.
Perfect.
Joy Division is perfect when people are not feeling good on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Numbers. she's so.
The Beatles. We just kicked off a want theme. It is a special to love or not to love Valentine's edition of what program, Jason Friday?
I believe it's Friday on a Friday on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Jason joins me every Friday at the 1 o'clock hour, and we're celebrating this fantastic holiday.
Incredible.
A lot of people hate it. Yes. I don't go to restaurants anymore because I had a bad experience, and just stay home. Order in some delicious food. I don't want to say that, restaurants, I hope you thrive. But yeah. I feel like Valentine's is for people who never go out, and you go out on Valentine's Day. That's like going out on New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's a toughie, I know.
Yeah. By the way, Paul McCartney is playing these, what they call underplays. He's in New York, and he's playing the Bowery Ballroom, which is very small, and he's not doing any online tickets. Do you remember going to a venue to buy tickets? So people were online. I read an article since yesterday morning. I remember waiting. I don't know. You're a little bit a hair younger than I, young buck.
Of course I remember.
But waiting online at Ticketmaster, like hours and hours. And it was such a treat when they changed it and they did wristbands. And then it was a random drawing. But you still didn't get good seats ever.
No, totally. And then at some point later, you could get a broker to get you tickets.
You pay them money?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Things are still messed up with tickets. Thanks, Pearl Jam. You never solved that problem, did ya?
It's only been 35
Eddie,
years.
If you're listening. We're going to continue this want theme. So I like to tease next week's 88.5 album dive in a brand new record from Sharon Van Etten in the Attachment Theory. That's our new band, self-titled debut record. We're going to dig into that record all week next week, just after 12 noon. But we're going to play one of the tracks from that record kicking off the next set. As we get back to the music
faster.
Download the SoCal Sound mobile app and listen wherever life takes you.
The SoCal Sound is offering a pair of VIP passes to Innings Festival and Extra Innings Festival. Spring training celebrations with amazing music, appearances by professional baseball players, and more. In Tempe, Arizona, February 21st through the 22nd, and February 28th through March 1st. Headliners include The Killers, The Lumineers, Kings of Leon, Casey Musgraves, and loads more. When you step up to the plate with a $60 donation now through Valentine's Day, you'll be automatically entered to win. And in lieu of taking a thank you gift, you can choose to also support our nonprofit partners, aiding the people and pets affected by the LA area fires. More info at thesocalsound.org.
Support comes from the Bank of America Performing Arts Center, presenting the trio from County Clare, Ireland, Socks in the Frying Pan, bringing vocal harmonies, virtuosic musical ability, and onstage wit to the Bank of America Performing Arts Center in Thousand Oaks. Blending Irish traditional music with their own personal flair, Socks in the Frying Pan have become one of the most sought-after groups in Irish music today. Their one SoCal performance is on March 1st. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster.com.
Support comes from Weird Al Yankovic and his Bigger and Weirder 2025 tour, Saturday, August 30th at Kia Forum. Weird Al Yankovic with special guest Puddles Pity Party. Tickets are available now at Ticketmaster. More information can be found at WeirdAl.com.
Hey, this is Byron from the brand new Bilingual Sounds HD channel. Search for Bilingual Sounds at the App Store, a service of 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
It's Friday, I'm in love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on The SoCal Sound.
Thank you. And I want you here.
Sharon Van Etten and the Attachment Theory off the self-titled record, their debut album. That is the song I Want You Here. We're going to be digging into that record all next week, playing a couple tracks each day just after 12 noon, our 88.5 album dive. Welcome to Love or Not to Love. It is a special Valentine's, a Friday on a Friday. There's a lot of want that goes on with love.
Sure.
Sometimes we get what we want. Sometimes you get what you need.
That's right.
Sometimes you don't. there is a brand new, we're going to play a Courtney Barnett cover. There's a brand new record that's called Heart of Gold, The Songs of Neil Young. I actually didn't realize, I guess Neil Young wrote this song we're about to play. Nicolette Larson made it a hit. But Courtney Barnett is taking it on.
I dig.
You dig it? You dig it, my friend?
I dig it.
Well, let's get into it.
Okay.
This is how we do it. 88.5, the SoCal Sound. La, 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 la. My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak,
Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Is that
so gorgeous?
That's Chet Baker. I got into him because of Flea. Flea wants to write up about him. He was really into Chet Baker.
Wait, really? Oh, I do remember you.
You know what? I think I
talking about that.
Maybe he led me to read a Chet Baker biography. Oh, my, there's a documentary on Chet Baker. He had a tough life.
Yeah,
a lot of troubles for that amazing guy.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So this is our Valentine's show. It is to love or.
Not to love.
Yes. Love is complicated.
You know, it is. It's so amazing with so much complexity.
It can bring you the highest highs and the lowest lows.
Isn't that funny? How many
of us have cried, tears running down our face, listening to Nirvana's Nevermind record and candles lit?
Yeah, maybe not the candles lit, but yeah.
Achtung Baby from U2 was a big breakup record for me, and apparently as well for someone in the band. I don't know who.
Yeah.
Bono's still with his wife, so who knows, maybe they had troubles.
Sure.
Yeah, don't quote me on that. I don't know for sure.
Look, and as you said, it's love. Anything is possible.
Anything goes.
Yes.
All right, let's continue. There's a few songs I need to play as a tradition. This is the most beautiful song about ends. Have you ever met somebody and you know exactly how it's going to end, but you go through with it anyway?
Oh, yeah. Many, many times.
Devotchka, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Thank you.
That is Devotchka, How It Ends. We're running out of time, so we only have a couple more to get to, Jason Friday.
Yeah, I know. It's sad.
It is our special love edition of Friday on a Friday. Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We do have to mention, we are playing a benefit show on Wednesday.
Yes.
Although I just got a notice yesterday that there were 18 tickets left, so it's almost sold out. It might be sold out already,
crazy.
But we are playing with Simmel and Friends. And Mia Folick, another L.A. artist, is playing as well. And I guess a bunch of other people, the Friends with Simmel. So it's happening at No Vacancy this Wednesday, the 19th, showtime, 8 o'clock.
I'm stoked. It's going to be fun.
We're playing with members of Rival Tides.
Yes.
Some more members of your other band. So it's going to be super, super fun. We're playing a couple songs.
Yeah.
Just dusting it off, getting back out there. It's a benefit show to help the Pasadena Humane Society. I believe that's what it's called.
Yeah.
I should know the exact name as we are playing the benefit. We will correct this in the next break that we
do. I do think that may be correct, though. I really do.
Okay. You once dedicated this song to me. Do you want to talk about it?
Hey, I didn't see you there, friend.
Hey, friend. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah. You know, I think I dedicated this because, you know, when you do find someone that you enjoy doing basically anything with at any time, you really do understand what being happy means and being together and being able to share that. So that's why I chose it, because I was able to do that and anything else with you.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason Friday.
You're welcome, Julie Slater.
I always say it's one thing to love someone, but to actually love them and also like them is a different story as
well.
Wow. Have you ever loved someone that you can't stand?
I plead the...
Don't answer that. Let's get into this cute little love song that you're sending out to me. You're so sweet.
You're welcome.
Jay. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. so happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together.
How sweet, Jay. I didn't bring a song to dedicate to you because I have to play my traditional tunes.
Of course.
Even when I was single, I still had to play these songs on the air to help everyone out.
Yes.
It is To Love or Not to Love, our Friday on a Friday Valentine's edition. I really do hope this day really bums people out.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to. Love yourself. Do something kind for yourself.
Yes.
If not today, over the weekend.
Please.
Treat yourself to a little something that makes you feel good.
I always say that. I go, look, you know, people are like, I don't have the money to see one of my favorite bands of all time. You know what? Just do it. That's something that will bring you happiness, that brings you joy, and it brings you love because you love it.
And you never know what tomorrow will bring.
That's correct.
So enjoy every day. Be in the present.
Please.
Okay, guys. Until next time, my pretties. This one, please crank it up. It is a holiday tradition,
and
it feels good. It still feels good, even if you're with someone.
It does.
88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
We love you guys.
Love you. Happy Valentine's Day.